when patients come into the emergency department, they get a bill from the emergency physician, and then they get a bill from the hospital. And the bill from the hospital will include any chest x-ray diagnostic studies that are ordered in terms of blood tests. And all of those things are combined into one bill. And so the charge includes the physician and the hospital components and all the diagnostic testing. When patients come into their private doctor's office, they get a physician charge. But let's say that doctor then says, you know what, I want to do a chest x-ray on you. I'm going to order some blood tests on you. I'm going to have you go see a cardiologist. I'm going to order a stress echo test. What you perceive to be the cost of the outpatient visit, which is simply that doctor's visit, is not in fact the total cost. And the total cost includes the doctor's visit, the chest x-ray, the reading of the chest x-ray, all of the blood tests that are done. And so by the time you end up adding all those together, there's probably not a significant difference. The other thing is that in the emergency department, somebody comes in and we make the diagnosis in 3 or 4 hours. So they go back to work. If you do that in the outpatient setting, where they see the doctor one day, they have the chest x-ray the next day and the blood test the next day, they see the cardiologist a couple of days later on, then the true cost of the visit is not only what the dollars are, it's also the lost work of the patient having to go to the different doctors and be out of work in terms of productive time.